because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Now, I don't know if you know that everything we say in this, what we just said now, faith statement, comes from the Word of God. The mirror of God's Word, and we see ourselves as God sees us. He's told us how we are. He's told us that we can do, and we're more than conquerors, etc. So you're confessing the Word of God. Every single service we do that, amen? And eventually, I'm believing that it'll get all the nasty stuff that's been programmed into our subconscious, that you're a loser, you're never going to make it, you're the wrong color, you're born in the wrong place, all that nonsense is going to get squashed out with a positive Word of God, and out of our subconscious will come the Word of God. That's why we say this stuff. That's why. The Word is incorruptible. The book of Peter, he wrote, we've been saved with incorruptible seed. How many of you know that's true? Incorruptible seed. My God, your spirit is incorruptible. Your body and your soulish realm may not be. But your spirit realm is incorruptible, created in the image and likeness of God, and He's now put His righteousness on us. We are His righteousness. Thank God we're not our own righteousness, because He said in Isaiah 64:6 that our righteousness is like dirty, smelly rags in His nostrils. So we are His righteousness, and you don't get more righteous than that. So we have been born again with incorruptible seed. Oh God, tell your neighbor, say, you have been born with incorruptible seed. Amen. Praise God. Can God do things in your life? Can God turn it around? Can God make it happen? Can God stand on your behalf and fight the judge for you? I'll give you another one. Oh, here we go. It's testimony night, and I'm giving the testimonies. But I mean, God works with me like this. So we got a friend. I won't mention his name. His name is Taylor. So his mother was my wife's closest friend. In actual fact, when we started our church, we started in a room with her, her two children, the maid, myself and my wife, six of us. That's how this church began. Right? Right? You weren't even in that first service. You went away. Okay. So... So she's there with her son, her best friend's son. And this woman traveled with my wife all over Brazil and around the world, Russia and everywhere. And she's there, and she's got her son, Taylor. Now, he grows up and he gets into trouble, all kinds of trouble, big trouble. And it's not a first offense. Now he's 16, and it's an offense. It's not a, it's what's the worst for misdemeanor or what? A what? Felony. Felony. Thank you. I don't even know these things because I don't get involved with that stuff. But he's got a felony. But it's one is a gun stolen from a policeman. What are the chances? Come on. It's not his first offense. Right? And there's a list of these things. And the judge and the lawyers against him are saying, we want the maximum penalty, and we want him tried as an adult. Yes. They're trying him as an adult now. So I go with my wife and this woman to the court case. And we're sitting there, and would you not believe it? We end up from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock that afternoon before his case. Everyone's gone. But obviously God's doing something. And we're praying. I pray in the Spirit. I hope you do. And we're praying, oh, Rabbi Shin, dead under our breath. And we're praying, and we're praying. And the judge, they called him the hangman. What was his name? Can you remember? He was known as the hangman. And we're watching, and he's got all these juveniles coming in, and their families are there, and he's saying 15 years and 10 years and 13 years, and the parents are wailing and crying, and I'm thinking, oh my God, and we're praying, right? And we sit there, 4 o'clock, 4:30, they call him up, and we're praying, and we're holding hands, the three of us are sitting, we're holding hands, and we're praying softly, you don't make a noise, okay, you pray. And the judge and the defendants and the accuser, what do they call him? Prosecutor. The prosecutor, thank you. The prosecutor, they want maximum and tried as an adult, and it's not his first case, and this is a major felony, and it's just going, and it's not sounding, and it's not looking good. You understand? But God. Amen. But God. You've got to understand, but God. Now, if that was your kid, how would you be feeling? You know, for you, it's an interesting story, but if it's your kid, put yourself in those shoes. It's horrendous. But God. So we're sitting there, and we're just, there's silence. And eventually, they've all finished their deliberation, and everything's stopped now. And the judge is now going through these pages, and he's flipping. And Taylor's standing at the front. He's in the orange, you know, and all that. He's cuffed feet and hands, and he's standing in front of the judge, and this his attorney standing with him, and the prosecutor's on that side. Nothing. No one talking, no sound, nothing. Just us, if you had good ears, you're praying in the Spirit, amen? I'm serious. You have no idea. The tension in that courtroom, I'm telling you, it was like an amazing thing to experience. And this judge, this went on now for 25 minutes. 25 minutes. Think about what I'm telling you. He's going through the paperwork, and you hear him reading out the felonies, and you hear him saying 25 years. We all heard him saying, this is a 25-year offense. He's talking to himself, but he's marked up. You know they mark them up so you can hear them. And he's saying, this is a 25-year. I heard him saying that. You know, he's kicking another gear. And we're praying, and we're praying, and he's going, and he's going, and he's going. And all of a sudden, after like 25 minutes of him just doing this, not asking them a question, going, he had a wad of papers like this, and he's going through everything, and he's marking, he's this guy, amazing, the hangman. And all of a sudden, he's talking to himself, and you hear him, and all of a sudden, we hear the words. Oh, God. We heard the words. I don't know why I'm doing this. Amen. We heard it, and he didn't say that loud. We heard him say, I don't know why I'm doing this. And my heart leaped for joy. And I just thought, oh my God, and his mother squeezing my hand. I don't know why I'm doing this. He says, I'm charging him as a juvenile. He's getting 6 months probation. No, he's doing 6 months, right, in juvenile in Bell Road. 6 months, and they're not charging him as an adult. Nothing else. It's a slap on the wrist. And now they're all wrapping this up, and they say, okay, we're taking him back to Rock Road. And the judge says, no, he's not going back to Rock Road. We're staying here until they come and pick him up and take him to Bell Road. Do you understand what I'm telling you? He didn't go to jail. And the judge said, you're all waiting here until the transport comes and picks him up and takes him. Come on. If you can't see the hand of God in that, you're dead. And Taylor became very rehabilitated and back together and working and the whole deal. Thank God. Hello? That is God. He's capable. He can do it. Your worst nightmare can turn into a beautiful dream. Now, you know, the most amazing thing is Carol sitting there. She plays a flute. I'll just give this testimony. Whatever God's going to do, I'm going to just go with. I've got a teaching, I've got a message, but we're going with this. You know that I used to be on TBN every week, and we used to do PTL, Praise the Lord program, and we edited and did the whole thing ourselves. And they'd air it, and I had a healing service because God's given me anointing for healing, and we see people getting healed. In fact, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we have healing school right here. This is like about the 9th or 10th year we've got healing school going every Thursday morning. So it's free, and you're all welcome, and come and get healed. And if you can't be here, it's now live streaming at 9 o'clock on Facebook and on YouTube. Amen. So anyway, and so I was on TV, and we did this healing service, and I had a healing line, and we were praying for people, and they were getting healed. And little did I know that there was a person that I didn't know, had never met, had watched the program. And she woke up in the morning, I think, and they re-aired the program at 2 o'clock. They re-air it at different times. And she saw it. Carol is the one I'm talking about. She saw it rerun at 2 o'clock in the morning. Is that correct? Right. So correct me if I make a mistake. And you had a problem. Was it a hip problem? It was a hip problem. And she was going to have whatever surgery was necessary and get that taken care of. And she saw the program and she said, man, if only I was in that service. Am I right? And she's sitting there, right? So I can't lie, her husband is bigger than me. Okay. So she said, if only I was in that service, I would have got healed. Yeah. Woman with the issue of blood, remember? Yeah. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And she touched his garment, she got healed. And she said, if I was in that service, I could have got healed. And then when the program finished, she fell asleep. And she dreamed. And she dreamt that she was in the church service. And she came in the healing line. She got prayed for and she woke up healed. Am I right? She woke up completely healed. Now you might think that's nuts, but that's God. Amen. She woke up completely healed. But now listen to this. God is just out of the box. I've never met her in my life. I've got my two kids, the one you saw on the drums tonight, the other one's in the youth now, 16 and 17 years of age. They're this young at that stage. And I'm walking with them in the Manatee Center. How many of you know the Manatee Center in Fort Pierce? Of course, we're taking them to see the shells and the ducks and the fish and the deep blue sea. You understand? And they're all excited. And I'm walking, my wife and kids are behind me, and I'm going somewhere, and I'm walking along, and literally, physically, a door opens, and I bang into a woman. Boom. And I'm sorry. And it's her. She worked there. And she comes out the door. And her first response is, Pastor Jerry. And my heart sunk. I thought, oh God, what did I do? Wasn't me. Listen to how God works. Amen. What are the chances? Amen. I mean, that I bumped physically into the woman I've never seen. She's all excited about what. She said, I've got to tell you what happened. And she proceeds to tell me the story. And yes, she is playing flute now. She wasn't in our church. And later on, God led her to our church and she's here. Amen. I mean, don't you think that's an amazing thing that God can do? Don't put God in a box. He can heal you through a dream. He can heal you anyway. There was one woman, she was in Miami. I prayed for a daughter for her to get healed. And her mother phoned her listening. She could hear on the phone. She never heard before. She was deaf. And they had a special speaker system, and that thing was not working. And she got healed over the telephone while I was praying for her daughter. Amen. That's not me. I wish it was me, but I'm not God. God can do it. He can get you the money.
That's right.
Amen. Let that one sink in.
Because Amen.
One of the biggest problems with Christians today is the money. And it should not be that way. Come on. We should be the ones with the better buildings like this. You know that this building that we own is called the Jewel of Tradition? Do you know that? We should own the best. Why? Not so that we can brag, so that we can attract people to come and receive Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition